The U.S. is making history, but how will it affect faith groups? Relationships are changing society in Uganda, and are you looking for something to do this summer? We have an option for you. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While many are celebrating the United States' first African-American president, many Christians wonder what a Barack Obama presidency will mean for faith-based initiatives. Andy Reiskamp with the Christian Reform World Relief Committee says,
there was a warning sign that the Obama administration might insist that faith-based, especially Christian organizations, not restrict their hiring policies to people of the Christian persuasion. Indications are that he will not insist on that.
As a member of the Association of Evangelical Relief and Development Organizations, Reiskamp's been pleased so far.
He has been very open and invited us into discussion on how relief and development plays into a foreign policy perspective. And so he's been very open to including faith-based organizations.
Questions remain whether government funding will restrict biblical principles taught in HIV/AIDS and other educational programs, which open doors for workers to share their faith. Pray these doors will remain open. Next, in Russia, the growth rate of HIV/AIDS is now higher than in most African countries. The Mission Society's Charlie Chastain says the problem begins with street kids.
There are roughly 3 to 4 million children living on the streets in Russia right now, and they're very vulnerable to the sex trade industry. They're very vulnerable to the drug use on the streets, and what happens is they're sharing needles, they're having unprotected sex.
Missionaries like the Chastains are working to reach out to these street kids by being the hands and feet of Christ.
We provide for physical needs first and spiritual and emotional guidance as well. And while we're doing that, we also consider ourselves advocates for these kids.
In the meantime, Chastain and his wife are working with a local church to raise awareness. It's imperative to forming relationships that will lead to the spread of the gospel. The Chastains are asking you to pray for further success in this Russian ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is in Uganda this week with sister station WCSG and partner Compassion International.
Ugandans use the phrase, "You are welcome," to greet strangers and get to know them better in order to welcome a friend instead. The people are about relationship. So when it comes to confronting massive poverty and a deadly HIV/AIDS virus, it's no surprise relationship carries the message of the gospel. That's been Compassion International's approach to holistic ministry. Savannah's Turiajamuka says of the children they started working with nearly 2 decades ago,
they are now adults on their own, fulfilled Christians, impacting society. We have Christian lawyers, we have Christian doctors, we have Christian business people, but they have the integrity and the credibility. They are the leaders we need in Africa and Uganda in particular.
Tomorrow, we'll meet some of the sponsored children who are in college now and see how the hope of Christ has transformed their lives. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Kampala, Uganda.
Do you ever wish your money would be worth more than its value? Food for the Hungry has a way. The ministry's 2009 Child Survival Campaign focuses on bringing aid to the 20 million malnourished kids suffering from the global food crisis. The U.S. government is a matching gift, multiplying gifts through February by 19 times. That means for every dollar you donate, Food for the Hungry will have $19. Please consider giving even a little during this time of need. And finally, are you looking for something to do this summer? How about traveling overseas to share Jesus with orphans and experience other cultures? Buckner International has announced the deadline for its summer internship program. Interns spend the summer months ministering to orphan children, leading Bible lessons, and helping with construction projects. Applications will be accepted until the end of the month. If you'd like to register or find out more, visit our website and we'll connect you. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.